How I Built This: The Unexpected Paths to Success from the World's Most Inspiring Entrepreneurs. Written by and performed by Guy Raz.
In 2012, amidst an explosion of social networking platforms, smartphones, and big data, the statistician Nate Silver published a book titled The Signal and the Noise about the difficulty of developing accurate predictions. Up until that point, signal-to-noise ratio was a term used primarily by scientists and engineers to describe the power of a desired bit of information in relationship to its surroundings. After the success of Silver's book, however, the phrase morphed into convenient shorthand for non-scientists to talk about problems of communication and value and relevance. In other words, with all the information coming at us today, what should we listen to? What is worth remembering? What is actually important or reliable? Out of all this noise, where and what is the signal? This is a problem that nearly every founder has to solve. How do you cut through the endless clutter of everyday life? How do you stand out from the competition? How do you get consumers to pay attention to you and your product? How do you break out from the noise and become the signal? As we saw in Chapter 12, building buzz is a big, important step in that direction, in fine-tuning your frequency and amplifying the sound. But it's not the only step. There's another, arguably bigger one to be taken. I'm talking about creating word of mouth. Building buzz is about leveraging specific relationships like tastemakers and media contacts, and also resources, other people's money, expertise, things to get your name out there in front of as many people as possible. But it's also about billboards, blog posts, podcast interviews, and celebrity shoutouts. It's creating what the investor and best-selling author Tim Ferriss calls a surround sound effect. It's the sense that you are everywhere, when in reality you're just getting your name out in the handful of places where your core customers spend their time. As Tim told an audience during a Q&A session at the headquarters of a product design firm called Zurb in 2011, I would create the perception and, to some extent, the reality that I was ubiquitous, inescapable. Tim Ferriss is everywhere. No, actually, he's just on TechCrunch, Gizmodo, and Mashable, but that's okay. Engineering word of mouth is about converting all of that wonderful name recognition you've just achieved from the buzz into sales. It's about getting your product into people's hands so they can then put its name in the ears of all their friends. This is kind of how we fueled the growth of the How I Built This podcast, and how we continue to grow to reach more than 3 million people a week. Our listeners tell their friends. And by the way, we encourage them to do so, because word of mouth is not a billboard or an article or an interview. It's a dialogue, a conversation. It's a text message from one friend to another telling them, "You've got to try this,"